This is a Scoop Audio interview. We're talking with Louise Erdrich, who is appearing at the New Zealand Post Writers and Readers Week. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Now, you've obviously been influenced as a storyteller by your Native American heritage. How does storytelling work in that culture?
Well, I suppose it works the way almost any culture has a storytelling component or piece. You know, I think in my family it was rather wonderful and peculiar because I had a storytelling set of parents. My mother, they're still living, my mother has an Ojibwe background. That's a tribe native to Central North America, the woodlands. And my father is German. And they, both sides of the family got together and made about anything into a story, you know, anything that happened during the day. Now, in a more traditional culture, Native culture, storytelling is really about explaining the world and holding the world together. And the oral tradition that my grandfather kept was one that's quite different from the everyday sort of storytelling. So I knew something about both kinds of storytelling, and I think that appears in my work. Sometimes it's a sort of raucous kind of humor-based storytelling, and sometimes it has more to do with the trickster figures or the originating gods that had created and kept the world together.
Hmm. It's we've got a few people who seem to be on the borders of cultures at the writers. Festival. I'm thinking of like the there's a couple of effectively political exiles writing in English from different places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that seems to, I don't know if it contributes or even just motivates the urge to tell stories.
I think it does both. I think that not belonging to the dominant culture in some essential way creates the observer in the writer. And the observer can't help but be both skeptical and experience a kind of longing to belong that that will never occur for the person. You know, I don't belong to either one culture or the other. And in fact, right now, as I think many of the American writers who are here will say, about half of the people in the United States feel they don't belong to their culture. And there's a great sense of anguish and division in the United States right now. So I don't feel like I belong in the first place, but at this time in our nation's history, I feel more estranged than I ever have.
So as an outside observer with a line into a few places, who are you actually writing for, I was wondering, when you sit down?
When I sit down, I write for the story and for the characters. I don't have other readers in mind so much. And I think that's how it has to be for me. I want the story to work, and I want the characters to work. And I can't really think up an ideal reader who would be sitting on my shoulder waiting to hear the story. The only time I write that way is when I write the children's stories. And then, of course, I think of my daughters.
Right.
And what would bore them. And I try to stop when I think they would become bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my impression is that your writing's very much about Native American lives a lot of the time, but it's not so overtly political.
It You know, I think the politics must lie in the characters and in the way that the characters respond humanly to their circumstances. It doesn't work for me or for most writers, in fact, I think, to try to... I get very... I don't want to get on a hobby horse, you know, in the writing itself. Nobody's going to read that. So I try to keep the politics in the situation and in the in the characters' reactions to the situation.
So do Native Americans' issues actually get much recognition in the United States?
Well, yes and no. Here, when I'm here, and I really quite astoundingly see such signs of Maori presence as bilingual signs, and meet people who increasingly kind of inform me about Maori culture. I realize how behind in many ways the United States is. There isn't a sense of, for instance, having Ojibwe as a language considered alongside of English is really just out of the question. The only places where that could happen is on reservations, but only now are language revitalization groups starting to form and immersion schools starting to organize. But in terms of the culture at large, I would say there's a very limited awareness in the United States of who their First Nations are and who their people are.
Well, I hope you enjoy your rest of your time in New Zealand anyway.
Oh, I am. In fact, I have my daughter with me, and we're starting slow, but we got to the zoo first of all, so that was wonderful. And
great.
Yeah, we're having a great time here.
Cool. Louise Erdrich, thank you for talking to Scoop.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Great, thank you.
Take care.